Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This episode is supported by Podcast Network Asia, the Philippines' largest podcast network. They currently have an ongoing giveaway, which is in partnership with Pinoy live streaming app Kumu. Join and get the chance to win an iPad Pro 2020 and other gadgets. For details, look for the mechanics of the promo at facebook.com/podcastnetworkasia. Hello everyone, welcome to episode 33 of The 80%. Today, we'll talk about entrepreneurship. Specifically, how to find a good business idea. Plus, I'm sharing something extra for you at the end. Are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte and I'm a registered financial planner. I started giving financial advice in 2007 through my blog, Ready to Be Rich. And in this podcast, I continue this advocacy by giving you lessons on personal finance, productivity, freelancing, entrepreneurship, and investments. Thank you for tuning in, and now, on to the show. Before ako naging isang financial planner, ako muna ay isang negosyante. Well, negosyante pa rin naman hanggang ngayon. I love starting and investing in businesses, and I consider myself a serial entrepreneur. Ito yung tao na mahilig magsimula ng iba't ibang klaseng negosyo. At present, I am actively involved in 4 businesses, but I have a few more where I'm just a silent partner. That's why, in some occasions, I get invited to talk about entrepreneurship instead of personal finance. And when I do, the most popular question that I get is, ano ba ang magandang negosyo na pwedeng simulan ngayon? My actual answer to this question has evolved through the years, but the message hasn't really changed. And today, I want you to listen to an old recording of me answering this question. This was taken during an online seminar that I did a few years ago. So let me answer a question that a lot of you are asking, and that is, what's a good business to start today? Well, it depends. It depends on your passion. It's always best to start with your passion. So ask yourself, what are you passionate about? Saan ka ba mahilig? Think of what you love to do and start from there. That's a great place to begin if you're looking for a business idea. Tanungin mo ang sarili mo, ano bang mga interest mo? Ano bang mga hobbies mo? Open your eyes and you'll see that there's a lot of opportunities around you. Minsan nga, nasa harap mo na ang business idea na hinahanap mo, hindi mo lang ito pinapansin. Here's one thing that you need to realize. The world is full of problems. Lahat tayo, lahat ng tao, may problema. And those problems are your business opportunities. Pick a problem that a lot of people have and solve it. That's your business idea because that's your opportunity to bring value to the world. Entrepreneurs are passionate people and entrepreneurs are problem solvers. So therefore, that business idea you're looking for, it's at the intersection of what you love doing and what the world needs. What's a good business to start today? It's only you who can answer that question for yourself. Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to tell you about eToro. If you want to invest and trade the global markets like US stocks, commodities, forex, cryptocurrencies, and others, then check out eToro, my trusted multi-asset broker with an online community of millions of investors and traders from around the world. One of their coolest features is CopyTrader, which allows you to copy other successful traders on eToro in just one click to easily automate your investing or trading. Sign up today and get a $100,000 practice account. Just go to bit.ly/open eToro account. That's bit.ly/openetoro account. Again, that's bit.ly/openetoro account. All small letters. Ano ba ang magandang negosyo na pwedeng simulan ngayon? I've answered this question so many times through the years, and I've noticed that people will usually have two types of reactions to my answer. I tried to imagine the thoughts that are going through their mind as they listen to me, and feeling ko, ganito ang nagiging conversation nila sa isip. The first type of reaction that people have is this. So let me answer a question that a lot of you are asking, and that is, what's a good business to start today? Well, it depends. It depends on your passion. It's always best to start with your passion.
So, naku, passion na naman. Hindi ba pwede magbigay ng straightforward na answer?
Think of what you love to do and start from there. That's a great place to begin if you're looking for a business idea.
What you love to do daw? Mahilig akong manood ng TV. Anong business ko doon? Magtitinda ng television? So, appliance store?
Open your eyes and you'll see that there's a lot of opportunities around you.
Saan ba ako dapat tumingin? Eh, wala nga akong makitang opportunities kaya ako nandito sa seminar na to. Kailangan ko ng concrete na business ideas na maganda. Yun sana yung sabihin niya.
Here's one thing that you need to realize. The world is full of problems.
At ang problema ko ngayon ay hindi ko alam kung ano ang magandang business.
And those problems are your business opportunities. Pick a problem that a lot of people have and solve it.
Problema ng maraming tao, walang pera, at saka maliit ang sweldo. So paano ko isosolve yun? Labo naman.
Entrepreneurs are passionate people and entrepreneurs are problem solvers. So therefore, that business idea you're looking for, it's at the intersection of what you love doing and what the world needs.
Ay, narinig ko na yan. Parati na lang ganyan ang naririnig ko. Saya lang ang oras ko dito sa seminar. Wala naman ako natutunan na bago.
And now, here's the second type of reaction that people have to my answer. So let me answer a question that a lot of you are asking, and that is, what's a good business to start today? Well, it depends. It depends on your passion. It's always best to start with your passion.
Narinig ko na naman yung passion. Ganun ba talaga siya ka-importante? Pakinggan nga natin, ano pang sasabihin niya?
Think of what you love to do and start from there. That's a great place to begin if you're looking for a business idea.
What you love to do daw? Mahilig akong manood ng TV. Meron kayang business opportunity doon? Pero may interest din naman ako sa mga ibang bagay. Baka andun yung business opportunity ko. Mukhang kailangan kong upuan at pag-isipan tumamaya.
Open your eyes and you'll see that there's a lot of opportunities around you.
Saan ba ako dapat tumingin? Wala kasi akong makita. Or siguro baka kulang lang yung ginagawa ko. Siguro ito dapat yung itanong ko mamaya sa Q&A.
Here's one thing that you need to realize. The world is full of problems.
Well, totoo ito. Lahat ng tao may problema.
And those problems are your business opportunities. Pick a problem that a lot of people have and solve it.
Problema ng maraming tao? Walang pera at saka maliit ang sweldo. Pero paano ko isosolve yun? Medyo challenging ah.
Entrepreneurs are passionate people and entrepreneurs are problem solvers. So therefore, that business idea you're looking for, it's at the intersection of what you love doing and what the world needs.
Passion, solve a problem, do what you love, find what the world needs. Marami na akong narinig na speaker at parating ganyan yung sinasabi nila. Ganun siguro talaga siya ka-importante. Kailangan ko talagang upuan at pag-isipan mamaya ang mga natutunan ko dito sa seminar. What's a good business to start today? Well, you already know my answer. So, let me ask you back. Earlier, when you listened to my answer, what was your reaction? what went through your mind when you heard my words? Which type of reaction did you have? The first one or the second one? Many years ago, when I was trying to put up my very first business, yung unang reaction ang madalas kong nasasabi sa sarili ko. And I'm telling you now, it was only until I changed my mindset and started having conversations with myself similar to the second reaction. That was the time that I began to make breakthroughs in my entrepreneurial journey. Thank you for listening and sana nagustuhan ninyo ang episode natin this week. Please remember to follow or subscribe to the 80% and kindly tell and share this podcast to your friends. Shoutout nga pala sa lahat ng nagpo-post sa social media about our podcast. Maraming salamat sa inyo. If you have questions, anything about personal finance, business, freelancing, or investments, then you can record a voice memo on your phone and then email the audio file to readytoberich@gmail.com. And then hopefully, masagot natin ang tanong mo sa isang future episode. Lastly, for comments and suggestions and even topic recommendations, please use #the80% on your social media posts so that I can find and read them online. Again, this is Fitz Villafuerte saying goodbye and I hope to have you here again next week. Take care and stay safe.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.